שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא עבודה באמונה למעלה מאדם.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of the work in faith above reason. We're going to read excerpts from the sources, starting from excerpt number 18. You can find the study material on club.tv and Sheva Tova, and to you can click on the book icon at the top of the Arvut system for the study material, and you can send questions to club.tv or Sheva Tova, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, our work is primarily focused on exertion on faith above reason. The Creator created the will to receive, and we exist in this will to receive as created beings. This is how we can exist, having a different desire than the Creator. But along with that, we need to reach a state where we are like the Creator. This is called that we have to rise to faith above reason. Reason is working and feeling and accepting reality within reason, within our desire, in a desire that is opposite to the Creator. And all of our work, we want to reach the same state as the Creator, adhesion with Him, getting to know the true reality, not being in a false reality inside reason, but rather reaching the true eternal work. It is called feeling in faith above reason. And indeed, we exist in that eternal world. However, we cannot feel it. As it says, they have eyes but see not, they have ears but hear not, because reason, our ego, is hiding the truth from us, as sometimes we discover even in our world that, oh, I'm beginning to see something, to understand something, to discover something that earlier I didn't discover. I couldn't see it, I couldn't hear it, so it did not exist in reality. Whatever I'm now discovering, it did exist in reality. However, I didn't have the kelim, the tools, the ability to see it, to hear it. And it's the same with us. There is no other state besides that single state, the only complete reality. However, we are seemingly as blind. We don't have the emotion and the correct emotion and mind with which to see the true state. But rather, we are living inside of ourselves, inside of our ego, and it confuses us, and it portrays to us our world, our present world. Therefore, it is called an imaginary world. This is how it is revealed to our ego, and from that imagination, we must exit. To exit it means to rise from the degree of reason to the degree of faith above reason. Not to see according to my ego, according to my will to receive, that's not what I need, but rather according to the will to bestow, which I build above the will to receive. Therefore, in order for the created being to exist at all, for him to have a reality, a personality, the Creator created a will to receive completely. Rather, we rise above it. And the more we rise above it, it is considered that we start to feel the true world in which we exist. It is here, right here. However, I gradually begin to discover it through the force of faith, through my identification with the Creator, through the force of bestowal. This is our work. We will continue maybe with the text, and bit by bit we will get into it. Indeed, this work is something we have to do more and more, and it ends only in Gemar Tikkun, at the end of correction, until we finally rise above all of the will to receive, inverted to be in order to bestow. That is, we use the will to receive, but first now we have to rise to the degree of Binah, to the degree of faith above reason, and later we will also tie the degree of Binah with the degree of Malchut together, and then are on even higher levels, receiving in order to bestow. Well, that will come. In the meantime, let's continue.
We are reading excerpts on the topic of the work and faith above reason. Excerpt number 18. Rabash writes, the work above reason should be unconditional surrender. That is, one should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. A person should say, I want to be a servant of the Creator, even though I have no idea about the work and I feel no flavor in the work. Nevertheless, I am willing to work with all my might, as though I have attainment and feeling and flavor in the work. And I am willing to work unconditionally. At that time, a person can go forward. And then there is no place for him to fall from his state, since he takes upon himself to work even when he is placed right in the earth, since it is impossible to be lower than the earth. As it is written, a generation goes and a generation comes, and the earth forever stands.
We received from the Creator a gift. It is a gift. Our egoistic will to receive that disconnects us from spirituality, so that we will be able to build our senses for spirituality in a way that is healthy, with awareness, in a state where I know what I'm doing, I know what I'm attaining then, and what I get and what I receive, what I feel. Therefore, the work is above the desire. I received an egoistic desire. I need to rise above it, as though I don't have this egoistic desire and keep the Creator's desire. Instead of reception, bestowal. Instead of rejection, connection. All of the qualities that I have within reason, I have to replace them with the qualities of faith. That is, to replace the qualities of reception with the qualities of bestowal. Of course, we don't do it with respect towards the whole of reality, the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, but only towards the friends, towards the group, towards that small circle in which I am, for now. Later on, we will see how it expands to the whole of reality, how I can discover the whole of reality as existing in it. We will later discover to the extent that we ourselves elevate ourselves above reason, how much all of us, and in general, the whole of humanity is also keeping the qualities of bestowal, but unaware. They do not understand it, they don't feel it, therefore it's not considered, or it's considered that they're not doing it. But actually, yes, they are doing it, however, in a way that it is not considered according to their view. So, what we have to do is to try, even though we have no emotion and no mind in the bestowal and in connection, we need to try, nevertheless, to make efforts towards that, because those are spiritual qualities that come from the spiritual world, and we want to resemble the spiritual world even though we exist in the corporeal world. And then according to the more we're able to depict to ourselves forces of bestowal, qualities of bestowal, acts of bestowal, this is considered to be in faith, then accordingly, the more we will try to make efforts in that, above our own egoistic desire, we will awaken by that those spiritual states. This is called the reforming light. It will influence us and will promote us in such a way that indeed we will be able to perform such actions. And then we will be able to feel that the difference between the corporeal world and the spiritual world is only in our attitude, in our relation. It's not that we travel somewhere in space or we go to some different reality, a different space, a different dimension or some other place, but rather our attitude to the present reality is what turns this present reality into a spiritual reality.
Hebrew 10.
Thank you. But how do we help a friend when a friend demands, he's asking for help, he doesn't have the strength for the work? How can we help him as a 10?
An example only. You can read an article with him without explaining it, because you will be explaining it from your knowledge to his knowledge. But read together with him. It's very simple. Sit and read with him an article or even part of tests, whatever you want, from Psalms, whatever you want. The most important is to show him that it is worthwhile to read this in order to draw the reforming light. That's it. That those spiritual actions of in order to bestow, they exist in a world. The whole world is actually a spiritual world. However, it just seems to us in our will to receive that the world is corporeal because we are in unconsciousness. You take the friend and you try to be together with him and search for how can you reach the spiritual world. What do you need to draw? Which qualities, which actions? And try to do it.
But the work is internal. How can we get an example from internal work?
Well, there's no such example, but only to give an awakening to the other. And the awakening, of course, is an external awakening. So speak less about internality so you don't confuse each other, because both of you are still living in a mistake with lack of clear knowledge of what it is. But just give an awakening, a yearning, an example.
Buongiorno. Rab, tu hai detto che tutte le qualità che abbiamo all'interno della ragione dobbiamo rimpiazzarle con la fede al di sopra della
ragione. You said that everything that we have, all the qualities that we have within reason, we have to rise above them in faith above reason. What does that mean?
It means that the Creator, who created reality, created it in a spiritual way, and later on from that spiritual form, he made a replication, a projection to a corporeal form, and we exist in a corporeal form in order to try, through connection and prayer, connection between us and a prayer to the Creator, that is, a connection between us and a connection with the Creator, to rise from the corporeal level to the spiritual level. So that all of these levels are only in our impression, in our imagination, in our perception of reality. Kiev 1.
Thank you, Rav. Dear Rav. He writes here in the article that the work in faith above reason has to be in unconditional surrender. What does that mean?
We have to work in faith above reason unconditionally, meaning that I do not demand for it any reward. And there are no conditions, no special conditions. Whatever the Creator gives, In me, every moment in my internal qualities and in the external conditions, I accept it as something that is necessary, that is correct, in order for me to want out of that to rise to qualities of bestowal, qualities of connection, to rise above my ego. Then I do not demand any conditions beyond whatever I get each and every moment from the Creator.
But I do wish to feel the friends more, connect with them more. I demand that, or you shouldn't.
I want to rise to the degree of faith above reason. Yes, of course. But from whatever you have now, with these conditions, you're not demanding from him, please give me this and that, and then I'll do it. But rather, whatever you received, you work with that.
You also said that I acquire a spiritual form and then I make a copy of it in its corporeality. What does that mean?
Merkaz 1.
What is the thing that prevents us from going from one degree to another?
The person himself. Nothing besides that. We get each and every moment, each one of us, every 10, and in general, the whole of humanity, each and every moment, we get the most correct conditions with which to ascend from degree to degree. This is what we should believe, and this is how we should accept it. PD 12.
In order to rise above reason, do you have to have a state of tastelessness and disorientation, as it's written?
There has to be lack of taste and lack of orientation, so it would be easier for us to rise to the next degree. Later on, we will have other conditions, more difficult. Then you will have taste and difficulty to move from the present degree because you know it, you feel it, you have in it certain connections, and then it would be more difficult. But now, for the time being, we're getting both internally, personally, and also collectively, generally in the world, such states from which it is the easiest to rise to the degree of faith, the degree of bestowal, the degree of connection. All of the conditions, internal and external, towards each one and for everyone together, for the whole of humanity, actually support the spiritual ascent. Ita, free.
Can I continue?
Ita, free.
I already told Ita, free, they can ask.
Ну, לא שומעים.
Maestro, buongiorno. Volevo chiedere, la resa in condizione poi è una questione del nostro ego.
I wanted to ask, this unconditional surrender, is that dependent on our ego, or that has to make room for the friends and for the ten? Is that enough? Or you have to do it towards the entire group and all of humanity?
Unconditional surrender depends, well, not with respect to the group, the ten, or the whole world. It's with respect to you. You, in your perception, feel the ten, and you feel the world group, and you feel the entire global reality, and in general, everything that you feel, it is all the Creator is giving it to you. So that all in all, out of this world of yours, from in order to receive, you will rise to bestow. That's it. These are the conditions. Merkaz 1.
The Creator keeps arranging for us new conditions, a new reason. How should we respond to those conditions he's arranging?
Constantly try to rise to the quality of bestowal and connection. There's no question about that already. Dudi, please.
Excerpt number 19. Baal Salam writes, "Under its shadow I coveted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate." In other words, he says that all the concealments and afflictions he feels are because the Creator has sent him these states, so he would have a place for work above reason. When one has the strength to say this, that the Creator causes him all of this, it is to one's benefit. That means that through this he can come to work in order to bestow and not for his own sake.
And here there's a question. When we feel that each time we have new conditions, the burdening of the heart, lack of desire, confusions, how do we build a system between us in order to awaken the friends, so that the friends will awaken me to spiritual work? I constantly feel that I'm confused, my head is spinning. When I wake up in the morning or in the middle of the day, I don't have a good mood. I can't see which way to turn, what I should do in order to somehow arrange myself more correctly, more healthily, more clearly, right? How do we hold the state in the 10, in the group, such that I will constantly feel support from the 10? Because then for sure, this is how it is arranged, then for sure I will reach the right intentions, the right direction, the right labor, the right prayer, and I will elevate myself from the present state, the broken, dark state, a good state. How do we nevertheless help one another so as to constantly be in an ascent, even to wait for disruptions? Let me have more disruptions so that I will be able to rise above them. This is considered that I awaken the dawn, and it's not that the dawn awakens me. I want to be given more work, more difficulties, more problems, more questions, so that through the support from the group, by receiving a force from the Creator, I will be able to rise more and rise even more, so that I will demand it. So I will be that old man who is searching for something that he may have lost. Maybe I have some other desires upon which I need to also, that I need to raise them also to the degree of Bina. How will we organize these things in the group? In practice, so that today none of us will feel that he is in some lowly state. Come on, a workshop.
This is the purpose of the 10. To pull each one to the center, to a meeting with the Creator, never to disconnect and come out of there, even for a moment.
The system exists already. We need to enter it to integrate with the friends, specifically with concern, care for the friends. By this, we rise.
It's funny, but it seems like each time we're turning anew. We're trying from the beginning, like seeming like today we have to build it again. So we need all those anchors during the day to help us, like prayers, help us stay tightly together, like a lesson, meetings.
And our initial point is that all of the work is focused, concentrated through the 10. Look at everything, look at the world, look at the connection, look at all of the actions that we are performing out of the 10. Then it is guaranteed for us to get an awakening.
We also spoke during the preparation that I cannot deal with my ego by myself. Only the environment can help increase my importance. That's why I have to raise the greatness of the friends, of the goal, raised between them, the greatest of the goals. This is our role, to create a deficiency towards one another.
Yes, this is why our work in the 10 is like a expansion and contraction. We have to constantly be in this tendency inward towards each other. That's our direction for each one personally, for everyone together. We need to make sure that we're all together in this process. The more we are aimed inward, so we can keep all the forces inside and we can be directed towards the goal.
This move inwardly is like holding the ball up in the air, the arvut between us. We all give each other the importance, the greatness, the strength, the oxygen to all the friends, and to the entire world, Klee, in order to maintain connection with this upper force and pass it to the rest of the world.
For this, we have our root, and we try to keep it, help each other, get help from each other, maintain the intention.
This is our factory. Each Zoom, each meeting, even during the day, between the meetings, we're holding one another and this common overcoming, and there's no, there barely a Zoom meeting where friends and say, where am I now? Where was I before? The thoughts I had before, the thoughts I got now. And that's the purpose of every contact internal in the lesson, each time to have the society renew over you the greatness of the Creator, the field of thought, to give you room to do it for the friends.
Rav, as much as I feel that my integration in everyone, when I come out with my emotion, with my heart out to everyone, as much as this helps me to already start to ascend above my ego, above my reason, to start to feel in it qualities of bestowal, qualities of faith, as much as coming out from the person to the 10 already starts to build the degree of Bina. How do we do it in practice? So that I come out of myself to the 10, and in practice, together with them, I build through my integration with them the degree of Bina, my degree of faith, degree of soul. As much as my integration in the 10 gives me the entrance to that feeling called the upper world. So, please, talk about it.
In sense, every meeting, every contact between us is taking me out of my prison to the open space, the true life.
Yes, my incorporation in the 10, only there I can discover that you face the place in which the Creator dwells. There our soul exists, and it's constantly I have to come out and care for this place. We have concern for the Creator, concern for the friends, for the society, for them to succeed, to reach adhesion and bestowing contentment to the Creator. And this changes your life.
It's greatly felt. It's felt as a spirit of life, of joy, to such an extent that you want more and more. Even some disturbances, since you know that by the disturbances, the disconnections, when overcoming, you've attained those beautiful things.
Yes, it's amazing how it works. It's like magic. A person, his connection throughout the day, he is already in a certain adhesion. And the person already starts to dissolve in the 10. It's amazing how this force truly exists in the group, and the person just has to say, I want it, and then he can get it.
Because the work in front of the 10 necessitates a plea to the Creator. A person hits a wall and then he can understand and feel he's lacking an additional force, and it immediately points him towards the upper force. And from here, you can always go deeper and wider. There's no limit to the depth that you can get to.
Rab, how can I ask from my 10, or even all of the worldwide Bnei Baruch, that they will help me, that they will deliver me out of my ego, out of my will to receive? They can do it. They can shift me from Alchut to Bina, from my will to receive to the desire to the will to bestow. They have the power to do that. So, how can I ask of them that they will truly want it and they will actually perform this action of bringing me out of myself so that I will be above myself in the absence, in the quality of bestowal into the group, so that I will be included in them, so I will dissolve in them? How can I ask of them? In what way can I buy them, pay them, bring them gifts? Tell me what to do. Because if they will want to do it, they will do it. And they will simply bring me out of my ego outwards. So how do I turn to them? A workshop.
Rav answered earlier that we need the personal example. If I set a personal example before the friends, how important the goal is to me, how much I want it, we see it in my actions, then you cleave to me. The most important beyond that is to pray to the Creator to help the friends to want to integrate, to annul, to enter the heart of the friends.
My participation in the 10 and showing the friends how much I want to be with them, how much I want to invert, to make myself an inseparable part. I do whatever everyone does. I try to equalize my form with everyone. This way I shift from my personal self to the collective self of the 10. And then automatically I get the force of the entire 10. It all comes back to me. And then I can acquire the force of the entire 10 by being attached, adhere to all of their efforts, all of their actions.
We need to remember that we are interdependent. In spirituality, this is the most important condition, principle. Parts of my soul are in the friends. That's it. We need to open the hearts so each one would feel that every friend here is sacrificing himself, is doing everything he can to connect. We have to reach a common request from the Creator to lift us, to connect us.
Rav, how can I pay? How can I give back for this act of salvation that the 10 will perform for me, or even the world Kli? They are willing, let's say, to do this work, truly a salvation service for me. However, how can I pay back for them?
Meaning, I feel my obligation to start rolling this snowball. I'm the one who is praying for them. I'm the one holding them. I'm setting an example to the 10. I'm not thinking about what's coming back to me. The fact that stuff comes back, we know about it mentally, but if in the heart I truly want the friends to connect and for the Creator to be revealed between them, this is our strength for each one to do it.
Yes, I can give back to them with my love. my concern for them, with my request for them.
Yeah, what
the friends are saying, I'm hearing, is simply a role. It's not what I can return to them. It's that in thinking about what I can give them, by taking a role to help the friends, by that I get a kli to get the help in. Otherwise, I won't feel the help from them. It's like all those other times when they say, I'm ready and willing to do such and such. Meaning, I come to the friends, I'm willing to take upon myself to support them. By that, I can feel their greatness, their support, the power that they have, and I allow them by that to work on me.
Through the workshop, I include the deficiencies of the friends, and then I can pray for it. I can turn to the Creator with my concern for them, and through personal example and prayer, whatever I can do in action.
Ken.
Rav, Dudi, let's continue, please.
I want to ask, is the 10 doing something in practice, some practical change, or is it by coming out to them, change happens?
Well, both, of course, both. If I annul towards the 10, and I wish to be included in them, to support them, so that together we will support, well, in short, everything that you know, then it's an action on my behalf. But there also has to be an action on behalf of the entire 10, on each and every friend, in their turning to the Creator, praying to the Creator.
What is there in the action of the 10?
Well, a prayer. The prayer of the many. A prayer so that if one person prays, it's not, but it's only through integration. If everyone together prays, if they ask, well, as much as each one can, then all together this is what has an influence. This leaves an impression. Okay? So read 19 again.
Again, 19. Baal Shalom writes, under its shadow I coveted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, he says that all the concealments and afflictions he feels are because the Creator has sent him these states so that he would have a place for work above reason. And when one has the strength to say this, meaning that the Creator causes him all this, it is to one's benefit. This means that through this, he can come to work in order to bestow, and not for his own sake. At that time, one realizes, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that at that time one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, he says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything he does, he says, the Creator certainly enjoys this work. So why should I care if I'm working in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy, he feels no humiliation in this work, meaning a sensation that he is in a state of concealment of the face. But the Creator does not enjoy his work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator.
Well, usually this is how we feel it. But what if we feel differently? I have all the abundance. I'm completely full. I'm not concerned about anything in this world. The friends are relating nicely to me. The whole world is relating nicely to me. I have everything that I need at home, at work, everything. It's simply heaven. I don't need anything. I don't want anything. How do I work about reason then?
Sheila.
It's a question. Or a workshop. Well, maybe you won't have such examples, but let's say that you do. I don't feel any lack. I have everything. Thank God. I don't need anything. So then, how will I nevertheless rise above myself? Go ahead.
I don't know of such examples in the world, but if it's happening, it's in the friends. I see that the friends have many problems, and I see them always uncorrected. So I rise in all of my life in the prayer for the friends.
It's a sign that we need to give gratitude to the Creator for the friends because they help me. I need to be included in them, and this way bring joy and greatness to all the friends in the world.
After all, a whole world exists, and a person has to regret with the public, and if a person to discover if the credit is good or not, it also has to do with the deal of correction.
And give thanks, and in the gratitude, check what are you being grateful for, the fact that you already have all the good, or for the fact that you're connected with the Creator, is he enjoying the will to receive, or for the possibility to bestow? And if when one checks, criticizes himself, he'll discover whatever he needs to discover.
Yes, maybe in this state, it's easier for me to help the friends. If I feel good right now, I can think about the friends. I can pray and ask for them to feel good as well.
Rav, that is apparently in such a state, I need to check again. Is the Creator enjoying my state, my work, my development?
Right?
The fact that I have a bad feeling and it helps me, it pushes me to develop, it is truly help from above, from the Creator. But if I get from the Creator specifically because I get everything from above, so if I get a good feeling, a good state, then do I awaken by myself? That is the difference between good and bad. In my awakening is whether am I thinking about giving contentment to the Creator out of each and every state? Because if I feel good, I don't think about Him. If I feel bad, I only think about myself. So how do I begin to rise above what is good and bad for me to what is good and bad for the Creator? Go ahead. It's a question for a workshop.
This is the spirit that we lift in the society. The knowledge that we are here in order to bestow to the Creator. We don't gain anything from that by ourselves. It's all Creator's goal, what Kabbalists are telling us. All of our deeds are in rising in faith above reason. It's the spirit that we enliven, we raise its importance in the society, and the more we nullify ourselves towards that, and each one would work, each one would give, will let his part raise this importance. That's what will become important to us.
Yes, if it's good for me, I'm in a static state, completely full, staying put. But if I check if it's good or bad for the Creator, then I have to constantly examine if I'm advancing, if I'm discovering new deficiencies, if I'm now truly giving contentment to the Creator, if I'm able in my heart to rise above the deficiencies, a new separation that I discover in the state of the ten in our connection. If I'm not getting new states, it means that I'm staying put and I'm not advancing. That is, I'm not giving contentment to the Creator.
Yeah, I'd say now, we're all giving contentment to the Creator. It wasn't our own strength to wake up in the morning, come here together and create this system. He is the first, He is the last. We are inside this. Except number 20. Rabash writes, if one decides that he wants to work as dust, meaning even if he tastes the taste of dust in the work, he says that it is very important for him to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And for himself, he does not care which taste he feels.
Rav, this means that he doesn't want to rise to faith above reason or to even get out of this state because he feels the taste of dust, but rather because he wants to give contentment to the Creator. That's his motivation.
And he says
that this work in which one tastes the taste of dust, meaning that the body mocks its work, he says to the body that in his view, this work is regarded as raising the Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust. In other words, although the body tastes dust in this work, the person says that it is Kedusha, holiness, and he does not measure how much flavor he feels in the work. Rather, he believes that the Creator does enjoy this work, since there is no mixture of the will to receive here, since he has nothing to receive, because there are no flavor or scent in this work, as there is only the taste of dust here. For this reason, he believes that this is the holy work, and necessarily he is delighted.
How can we check that our inclination to rise to above reason is not so we would simply feel good and go out to the spiritual world and be the children of the next world, rather that by that we are giving contentment to the Creator? Otherwise, we are turning it from sanctity into a klipa. How do we check it?
We check it. Well, as we said, the first stage is, do we want to justify this between us, to justify the situation, and later on, even out of perfection, wholeness, to create a deficiency for the Creator, specifically when it's not bad, not like a spiritual beast that turns out of pain, but rather how to create an additional deficiency without a deficiency, by being a 10, just in order to add something more to the Creator.
Yeah, work in the 10 is personal example and adding a deficiency. The deficiency creates this movement to the next connection between us, the next deficiency. Rav, meaning before I'm integrated in a 10, incorporated in it, I can't perform any spiritual action since it will always be in my will to receive. And only after integrating in them, incorporating, then I can perform spiritual actions. It's, I can come up to faith above reason, to in order to bestow, and so on and so forth. Talk about it. Meaning, this is the condition, this is the way to look after me, so I won't do it for my own benefit, but truly for the benefit of the Creator, the friends, it's the same.
When a person is included in the 10, in that part where he's included, as much as he's not capable of it, he forgets about himself, he only thinks about friends, the Creator. We need to truly pay attention to always think about him, not leave him for a moment, to really try to reach adhesion.
Since in this state a person has no privacy, and the breath is the breath of everyone, that perforce appears between us. We only want to care about other tens, other groups.
Yes, I need to simply be included in that tendency in direction of how can I be beneficial, help the friends attend, and not what do I get from them. By this, I already changed my state since I'm now concerned about them. And accordingly, I develop kelim.
Sensing the attention towards the friends by being aimed at them, towards them, I constantly reveal flaws over which I can ask.
Yes, the moment I'm included with the friends, my desire is annulled. All I care about is to fulfill the desire of the ten. And if their desire is to give contentment to the Creator, I'll try to do whatever I can to give contentment to the Creator.
Yeah, to be integrated with the friends, to do what they do, what they say. To follow in their footsteps, and this is the recipe where it doesn't matter what will be, it will be above my feeling if I'm cleaved to them and not towards them. All my actions will be in the right direction, the direction of the correction.
We need no less than 10. So, as a friend say, to the extent that I'm integrated, I annul myself, I get the forces from the 10 and I give them forces in return, I actually activate this spiritual engine with which we, the 10, can bestow to each other, influence each other, and bestow to the Creator.
Yeah, well, Yoav and the friend said, that's the state I want to be in all the time. It's like a switch on or off, either I'm in it or I'm not. And if I'm not, I know that I'm not. It's all done consciously.
Yes, only in the 10 I can do spiritual work. And out towards the friends, and then give contentment to the Creator.
What does it
mean to enter the 10? It means to forget about oneself, to annul himself, as a friend said, to be integrated in them, to receive a new feeling, a new mind from them, and work from that place together with them towards reality, towards the Creator, reality, humanity.
Yes, our whole path is actually outside of yourself. If you see something inside of yourself, it's no longer bestowal, it's reception. So whatever you can get, it's from the friends, from the environment.
We complement each other in the 10, and in this complementation, something new is born, the upper force. We build it. So we are moving to another dimension with different laws, the laws of bestowal.
Because a single person does not exist in that reality, in that system. That system has to be corrected, complete, then Sfirot, the group. This is how the Creator also relates to it.
It's beautiful how Rabash writes about it. A person enters the 10, he needs to seemingly ask himself, what can I get from the friends, which I cannot get by myself? And in this question, specifically this, in this integration, there's a place where a person receives this spirit, and it comes from the 10. It's not something he came with. And from that he can bestow again, back again to the 10.
Because he feels dependency, and this dependency, he needs to think about it. But I truly cannot take one step forward towards spirituality if I'm not included in the 10, if I'm not praying for them, if you're not praying for me, then I stand no chance to come close to some action which is not inside of my will to receive.
If I manage to integrate it with the 10, there's some equivalence of form with the Creator, and I begin to feel the upper system, then I can truly give him contentment.
Actually, each one who is making this effort in the 10, I then get tenfold forces of annulment from everyone, and examples of annulment.
Rav, let's go to a few questions, if you have them, and we can keep going. Haifa 1. Haifa 1.
Haifa.
Sorry, Rav, it was a mistake.
A mistake, okay. Ashkelon 2.
When, nevertheless, do we need to think and relate to giving contentment to the Creator versus when do we have to do it for the friends?
Both, simultaneously.
Раф, знаете, можно вот так вот вопрос задать? Вот мы сейчас проводили семинар, я себя поймал на мысли, что я...
Can I ask the following question? We had a workshop... I caught myself thinking that I seemingly am touching the friends, I want to connect with them, I'm feeling them for them, trying to feel them through my will to receive. So am I truly feeling for them in my will to receive? But I want to find something related to bestow. There is efficiency for bestow, so I don't understand how through a totally different efficiency I'm trying to find something which is totally opposite.
That's how it happens. We come from the incorrect, from the opposite form to the correct form. You're on the path. You'll always have such discernments. Reception and bestow. Reception and bestow. You can't remain in only one perception. You won't feel it. Only in the condition that we have against it the other quality.
Доброе утро, Раф. Можно сказать, в любом состоянии, допустим, когда я не ощущаю ни десятку и ни величие Творца, что
is it possible to say, let's say, in each situation where I don't feel the ten or the greatness of the Creator, that I'm working on it? And...
If you don't feel it, it's not considered. It works to some extent because you're included with everyone, but it's not what we're after. We're talking about a person is where his thoughts are.
Раф, вот молитва многих. Если вот какое-то сообщество людей находится вместе долгое время,
of the prayer of the many. If there is some group of people who are together for a certain time and they cannot reach the prayer of the many, does it hinder this group?
I don't know what you're talking about. We need to do, we need to make all the efforts in the 10 in order to connect together as much as possible according to the articles of Rabash. Read again the articles of Rabash. Don't run away from it.
Volga.
Raf, а как я применяю вот этот метод веры выше знания к вопросам товарищей на уроке.
How do I use this method of faith above reason in relation to the friend's questions during the lesson?
You are together with them in the system, like it or not, you're going to be integrated with them. Hence, you should better take their questions as your questions and together with everyone solve them and by that to get integrated, incorporated.
Вот этот подъем в веру выше знания, он возможен только если я включаюсь.
This ascent to above reason, it's possible only when I'm included in the friends, or also when the friends should integrate with me, or...
No, it's not important. Make efforts, otherwise you'll get confused and start engaging with things that might be unimportant right now. The main thing for us is to rise the connection above our ego.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Pregunta del grupo. Como decena, ¿de qué manera debemos...
Good morning, dear Rab. Question from the group. As a 10, how can we work in order to raise a friend from Malchut Bina?
We need to pray for him. And similarly, for each one and for everyone together. and he who prays for his friend is rewarded first. That's our work. If I also want to rise, to ascend, I need to pray for the others as much as possible from the bottom of my heart. And this means that I'm raising myself. You can't go from one to another spiritual degree, a higher one, unless I'm asking for the other. That, for me, is the same action that that lift that raises me from one degree to another. If I invest my strength in the ascending of the friends from one degree to another, by that I'm raising myself from one degree to another. That's how it works. Because you cannot lift or raise yourself. If you're going to work in order to raise yourself to a higher degree, then on the contrary, you're going to go down to the klipot because you're asking for yourself. Then your goal and your work will be different, opposing.
Rab, one of the questions you gave us in the workshop was, if you don't have problems, we won't be able to advance in spirituality. So my question is...
Moti, I asked the other way around. Can we advance in spirituality as a result of all the abundance?
Ah, nice. So that's the question I'd like to ask. If there are no problems, let's say that there is wholeness, and Creator is testing us, giving us a good feeling, so then we cannot advance to spirituality? If I just feel wholeness in this reality?
You can. That's why I asked. Because my tendency towards spirituality is not because I don't have problems, but because I wish to give contentment to the Creator. So it's possible that I have no lacks whatsoever, but I need to produce that deficiency. Am I giving contentment to the Creator or not? And for me, this would be the catalyst, the reason for me to advance.
So I'll awaken the dawn. It could be out of the fact that I feel good, wholeness. Nevertheless, I yearn for it.
Exactly. Only in this way, and we awaken the dawn, and that the dawn doesn't awake us. Rather, all the good and delight. Baltic too.
Rafa, вот перед уроком мы просим подумать про товарищей, которые болеют, и говорит им имя, фамилия.
Before the lesson, we ask to think about the friends who are ill. And we say their names. But if I don't remember the faces of these friends, of these names, how can I think about them when I don't even know them?
It doesn't matter if you know them or not, you recognize their faces or not, and if you remember those names or not. Starting tomorrow, we're not going to mention the names. It's enough. We have sick people among us. We need to think that we want to bring them health. And for everyone to be organized, for no one to lack anything. Now we will start to work because we were lacking to give contentment to the Creator. Not that we're lacking health or money or some other problems at work. We don't want to think about it. We won't feel any problem in this world. The problem is, how do we perform these actions of ours towards the Creator? How to work from all this abundance?
Мы сейчас на семинаре обсуждали, что мы заменяем насладить Творца, насладить десятку.
We talked in a workshop about deciding to give contentment to the Creator instead of that, replacing it by giving contentment to the friends. Can we do that?
If my work in the 10, I incorporate myself in the friends, I want to be with them, support them, By that, I engage in preparation for giving contentment to the Creator. If I'll be able to portray after my work in the Ten that I'm working with the Ten and holistically, this would mean that I'm working for the Creator. There's no Creator, there's no light without a vessel, there's no creator without a created being. This created being, the soul is the Ten. If I can imagine all my friends as a Ten, where I work for everyone, I wish to support everyone, this means that I'm giving contentment to the Creator. Don't disconnect the concept of the Creator from the Ten. It does not exist.
Barur. Tzafon tu.
Clear.
Please tell me, how do I not fall into this imaginary reality in the work with the Ten?
I can't explain it. You do it out of experience. Work, read what Rabash is saying as much as possible. Enter the Ten, and this will give you more discernment in order to protect yourself along the way.
Good morning, dear Rabbi. I wanted to ask, we have to renew faith about reason each day. How do we do it?
If each and every moment you wish to be in faith above reason, the force of bestowal and connection above, the will to receive above your personal calculations, then you are yearning for it. What do you mean, every day, each and every moment?
So that's what I mean. We need to know that we're in it all the time, with the friends, with the Creator. Thank you.
PT 20.
Rav, I'm now scrutinizing in my mind, in my emotion. When it rises on, when it ascends, where is it then? Where is the emotion and the mind that I will have for my scrutinies?
Inside the friends. Spirituality we attain in the connection between us.
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Rav. You might not like my question, but I'd like to ask it because we have a scrutiny in the Ten. Some of the friends in the Ten think that a certain friend is drilling a hole in the boat, and a certain part of the Ten think that he is actually helping the advancement of the Ten. I would like to ask for your view about this situation.
I don't have an answer. Keep arguing. And all of us, we're going to observe and see what's going to come out of it.
But that's my question. How do we...
We have no question. We have no questions about your questions. Keep going the way you want it. You're all very smart, and you're the smartest. Hebrew 10.
Rav, when the state of darkness comes, usually the person wants to automatically pray that this state will disappear and he'll feel good, then he falls into an incorrect state. So how do we pray correctly and ask correctly from that state?
Repeat it.
When a person falls into a state of darkness, automatically he asks that this darkness will disappear and that he will feel good. Then he falls into a state which is incorrect according to what Bala Sulam and Rabbah say. So what should you pray for? How to pray correctly in such a state?
I can't tell you. It's so personal for each and every one. Each one should align himself according to what we're reading. Let's say this collection of excerpts. It's called The Work in Faith Above Reason. Let him reread all these excerpts several times. By that, you will get additional directions. That's it.
Вот вы сказали, что пока я не вхожу в десятку, не могу сделать никакого духовного действия. А когда я вхожу в десятку...
You said that until I enter the ten, I cannot perform spiritual actions. And once I do enter it, I dissolve in the friends. I can feel flavors there, which the Creator feels, in order to bestow to him more contentment, fill him up.
Sir, you can scrutinize this only with the friends. Only with the friends. Don't relate to the Creator who is outside of the ten. Rather, the ten in its entirety is the form of the Creator, not any other way. There will never be any other way. That's how he made us, created us, broke us, confused us, rearranged us in such a way that we can keep going, we can reveal him, detect him. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to understand him, to locate it, detect it, him for ourselves. Otherwise, you simply can't. You need a certain matter that will require the form of the Creator, since the Creator is completely concealed from our feelings. So what kind of form, what kind of matter we can have, so I will take it like, accept it like the Creator. It's a connection between us, where we all annul ourselves and connect together, using his concealed force. And then this form that we are constructing between us gives us a feeling, an understanding, a hold on this concept called Creator.
Вопрос в том, что там вот написано в отрывках, что верить, что Творец наслаждается этой
работой. This is clear. The question is, because it says there that he should believe that the Creator is enjoying this work. So in our connections, I would like to discover that he's indeed enjoying it.
If you are giving contentment to the friends, to the entire group, and it's truly a form that's devoid of you, but all them, then it turns out that you're doing it for the Creator. That's how it is. After all, we need instruments by which we can aim ourselves at this concealed concept called Creator.
Более внутренняя интеракция именно с этой силой, которая между нами. Либо все ограничится только...
And there is some more internal connection there with that force that exists between us, or it's all...
When you have no other desire but to truly bestow, you'll find all these new things. You got it? And not with your questions and desires. Although, for the time being, they are correct. They are just. Florida.
Спасибо большое. Перед тем, как выполнить какое-либо действие в духовном десятке, мы должны сделать расчет, а сможем ли мы этим действием насладить Творца.
Before I perform some spiritual action in the ten, we have to think about whether with this action we should give contentment to the Creator. So the question is, how do we perform this calculation?
The Creator is the sum total. If you, or the inclusive, if you bestow to the ten in order to bestow contentment to the Creator, you're doing everything correctly. You receive more than that. You can ask as much as you want. I'm happy that you're asking such questions, but you're not hearing the answer. Do everything for the ten, period. Because he's in the ten. No, we don't want a ten, we want to see him. No, that you cannot have. This will not work out for you. Until you depict the ten entirely in you, it'll be incorporated in them completely. Only then the concept of the Creator will become clearer. But even that is inside the ten. I dwell among my people.
Baltia.
На семинаре был такой вопрос, как я могу попросить у десятки или всего мирового кли?
There was this question in the workshop. How can I ask of the ten or from the whole world kli of Nebaruch so that they will deliver me from the will to receive? So how can you do it?
Turn to them. You have ten, you're talking several times a day. Ask, each one should ask the ten.
And how to ask of all of Nebaruch?
It doesn't matter, do it like that. Then you can use the same plea to turn to the entire global Bnei Baruch, since you can't turn to Bnei Baruch unless you're incorporated in the ten. You can't. Only the ten can raise this plea. This is according to the order of the structure between you.
Каждый день мы в десятке читаем статьи Рабаша, и везде Рабаш пишет о том, что необходимо.
We read Rabash's articles in the ten each day, and Rabash writes everywhere that this dissolving in the friends it's necessary. So my question is, can I check somehow whether I dissolved in the friends or not? Are we all equal? Are
imagine yourself like a mother towards her kids. She's completely incorporated with what they're feeling, their lives, their illnesses, what they need, and so on and so forth, their goals. And see to what extent you are incorporated in them or not.
Olá, querido Rav.
Hello, dear Rav.
A pergunta é: o que são ações espirituais?
The question is: what are spiritual actions?
In order to bestow to the other, it is called a spiritual action. Without any calculation from myself.
PT-17.
I have to integrate in this concept called the ten. I need to depict the qualities that the ten has, or it's enough to perform actions of restriction, screen and reflected light.
If you can perform a restriction, a screen and reflected light, you don't need anything else.
Friends, does the Creator give us corporeal problems only when I fail to integrate in the friends from a state which is all good? And if I were successful, then it would happen?
No, we don't know why we're getting specifically these problems or others and when. It's not our calculation. It's a calculation from a higher degree in all those actions they wish to raise us higher. New York 4.
Is it a correct form to always greet the 10 with a smile?
With a smile? To the 10? That's typically how we come. In order to bring about a sense of upliftment, confidence, and so on. But it doesn't mean that I always do it artificially, and by that I confuse everyone. No, the attitude to the ten has to be very practical and point. The main thing is the connection between us. We should understand and feel how much we understand one another, how much we are working as one man in one heart. Hebrew 10.
Rav, can we say that the friend who doesn't invest in the ten will not be able to hold him?
It's hard to say. You need a separate discussion for that. We're going to go to TAS.
Let's move on to the next part of the lesson. Before that, let's sing together.
When the gate to your heart is sealed off by a stone and there's no chance for love to get in, you feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention, we'll send to him the prayer of many from us below. Your heart is sealed off by a stone and there's no chance for love to get in. You feel so far away, separated from him all the time, still you're trying to live. But the moment has come to demand what you need to return and move up step by step. Then the lock on your heart suddenly breaks apart from the darkness, the light shining in. Above the ups and downs, the love of friends is the only way we can grow. With one intention, we'll send to him the prayer of many from us below. Above the ups.